Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Hi, everyone. It's Friday, September 18th, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. On today's show, a new report on coronavirus in LA County prisons, where thousands of inmates have tested positive. We talked to working moms about how they're balancing jobs and family during the pandemic, the latest on LA Unified's plan to slash its school police budget, and concern for community of historic mountain cabins that are now being threatened by wildfires. The LA County Sheriff's Department needs to do more to control the spread of coronavirus in the jail population, where nearly 3,000 inmates have tested positive. That's according to a new report from the Sheriff's Civilian Oversight Commission, which cited insufficient safeguards at several locations. With more, here's Robert Garoba.
Yeah, the Sheriff's Civilian Oversight Commission says more needs to be done to control coronavirus spread in LA jails. The report highlights insufficient testing protocols, an inconsistent use of masks, and a lack of cleaning supplies, among other concerns. The report says the jail population is down 32% from before the pandemic, a reduction of about 6,000 people. At their meeting on Thursday, commissioners made it very clear that they want to see jail populations come down even further to allow for physical distancing. I also spoke with someone who says she has a cousin in the jail system who has asthma and diabetes. She said he created a curtain out of his blanket to try to prevent the guys next door from infecting him. The report points out that as of earlier this month, almost 3,000 inmates had tested positive for COVID-19. Six who tested positive died in custody, although the report notes that it's not been determined whether the virus caused their deaths.
The coronavirus pandemic is disproportionately impacting working moms, who find themselves working fewer hours and taking on more childcare. Our early education reporter, Mariana Dale, checked in with a few to see how they're getting by.
Well, underlying a lot of the decisions these moms are making is a lack of safe, reliable childcare. Most schools are online, childcare programs are closing, some of them for good, and parents can't pay for what's available, or they just aren't comfortable yet sending their kids into an environment with so many people. A USC working paper I looked at found 42% of moms reduced their working hours during the pandemic. That's compared to 30% of dads. And researchers are saying this could hurt their careers in the long run. And these are a few of the concrete examples from my reporting. I talked to a teacher. She's worried about losing savings for retirement and not being able to be eligible for a raise if she doesn't come back from her maternity leave when she planned. Another mom I talked to is delaying college classes, in part because she has three sons and no daycare. She says her dream is to open her own swim school, but that's on hold right now.
Earlier this week, a school safety task force met with the LA Unified School District to unveil their recommendations for deep cuts in the school police budget. This follows the school board's decision in July to reduce the force's budget by $25 million. With more, here's Carla Javier.
So over the summer, the school board voted 4-3 to reduce the school police budget by $25 million and to invest that money in support of Black students. But this week was the first time the task force charged with making recommendations about that gave a public update. It included a draft of potential cuts, like removing officers from campus assignments and instead having them respond on patrol, which would be a cut of about $5.8 million, also possibly eliminating overnight and weekend coverage. Other possible cuts include getting rid of canine searches and student programs in wrestling, anger management, and exploring careers in law enforcement. The update did not include how the district should reallocate the funds, and it happened really late in the evening, so the board ultimately agreed to discuss this again later this month.
And finally, as the Bobcat Fire, now at over 60,000 acres and 15% contained, continues to burn in the Angeles National Forest, the historic Santa Anita cabins are now being threatened. Built in the early 20th century, they were part of an era that saw thousands of resort and private cabins tucked into the San Gabriel Mountains. With the latest, here's Take Two producer Olivia Richard.
So as the Bobcat fire continues to burn around the San Gabriel Valley, it's threatening homes, it's threatening structures. And one of the communities we talked to, the Big Santa Anita Cabin community, which is a quaint community kind of built at the bottom of the canyon, which dates all the way back to the Great Depression. Those residents were evacuated on Sunday. And since then, they haven't heard anything about the status of their homes or the status of how far the fire has burned. We spoke to Ben Fitzsimmons. He owns one of the cabins, and he was telling us that one of the biggest concerns residents have is not knowing whether they will be they'll be allowed to rebuild once this is all over. While cabin owners do own the cabins, they lease the land from the Forest Service, and due to the environmental impacts of this fire, it's just uncertain whether it's going to be safe enough to rebuild.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at las.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you on Monday. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.